This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Over the past few weeks, we have looked at Isaiah's prophetic description of the passion of Jesus Christ and his glorious resurrection. Building on what Isaiah said prophetically, I would like to look at what the New Testament says, looking back on the same events fulfilled historically with a focus on the 40 days following Jesus Christ's resurrection. In Acts chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, Luke describes what took place. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Those 40 days were filled with human interactive experiences that become the basis for our assurance, "He indeed did arise from the grave, victorious." He was seen and heard by many in different circumstances. He ate with the disciples and was touched by some. Clearly, he gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. Let's gather what the New Testament describes under each of these points. First, he was seen. This is mentioned in each of the Gospels, the book of Acts 1 and 7, and 1 Corinthians 15. In our next visit, we will look at these more thoroughly.